The following podcast features topics discussed by geeks or under the supervision of nerds. Accordingly, Geek Life and its producers must insist that no one attempt to recreate or reenact any of the topics or bad impressions performed on this show.
Oh shit, we're jumping into recording already.
I didn't get a chance to pause it.
No.
Don't.
I'm recording in progress. It doesn't matter what episode it is because it's fucking St. Patrick's Day and everybody's drunk.
It's 107.
Yeah, how come you guys aren't out drinking?
Because I'm doing a podcast with you guys.
Shannon obviously.
Is out. I'm eating.
What, like eating out, some... out back?
No,
I'm eating some corned beef.
She's bar hopping, and I have to go pick her up later.
Oh, that's fun.
I have to
wait. So roles reversed, and Matt's the responsible one now.
Yeah, dude.
Doesn't she know you have to take a shit?
It's past 9 o'clock. I already took the 9 o'clock shit.
Oh,
dude, can you please like FaceTime me when you pick her up? Because I want to hear you be like, "God, you're annoying. Will you stop doing that?"
Yeah, but the difference between me and her is she doesn't like drink till she's belligerent. She'll probably have like 3 drinks in like 5 hours.
Dude, if she comes home and starts sitting on the couch, knocking on the wall, you better record it and send it to me.
She won't. We've been texting about our flea markets this coming up weekend, and you know, she's not. Even there
she's
yet,
not but. Drunk until she goes to puke out the window that's rolled up.
Yeah.
Oh man. I have lived that nightmare.
So has Matt.
Sorry. I don't know.
That fucking photo you sent earlier today of us from like 12 years ago.
It was 9 years ago. Well, that's what
I was close then, dude.
Damn. Yeah, so it was 9 years ago that because everybody at home can't see it. I sent a picture of me and Matt in our younger 20s. I was drunk as shit, like passed out, and he's holding me up.
You look like a tomato that threw up on itself in a green shirt.
I just I have to compliment the array of decor in the background of the 900 Jaeger bottles.
I tried to tell them, dude. They all blended in.
You guys are keeping the green glass industry going.
Well, we were 9 years ago.
Yeah, that back 9 years ago, it was like, finish a bottle. Oh, we should go get a little bottle. And then we'd come home with the biggest one possible. And then we'd finish that and then go, well, this store's closed. Let's go find an open one and get another one.
Oh, my God, dude. That Bears playoff game we did.
We were
watching it. We probably went to the store 4 times.
Oh, wow.
And every time we got like the bigger like version of the Jägermeister bottle. And at the very end, we got like the 1.75 liter.
Yeah.
And let us remind the viewers, Matt had to go to work after all the football games. So every game started with, I'm not drinking. Yeah. And then it was like, you know, the SpongeBob, you know, 4 hours later.
where were you working at this point? Like, where were you then?
I was working for a magazine. then I had to be there for the printing. So I had to be there like an overnight on Sunday nights. So yeah,
they covered football at this magazine.
Yeah, so. I had to start at 1 a.m. So I had to be there by 1 a.m. and I worked 1 to 6. And 9 times out of 10, 99% of the time, nothing happened. You know?
Yeah.
Like I was just there for like if, you know? And I think out of like the 4 or 5 years I worked there and did that overnight, like one thing happened where I had to change something.
Wow, you were there 5 years too. That must have been a hell of a gig.
It was good, but the pay sucked.
Nice. If you can live off it, I mean that's cool. And
live off it with two other roommates.
Yeah, it was a job that definitely had perks.
Oh yeah, dude, it was a great stepping stone, you know, in that career of like graphic design. You know, I mean, it was good to get your foot in the door. And you learn a lot of stuff, but like growing at that place, it was just no opportunities.
Yeah. You know?
Mm-hmm. So, like, I got laid off when the NFL lockout happened, like whenever that was. And I don't even know, like 9 or 10 or something, or
yeah,
12 remember. Or something. I don't know. But the NFL lockout happened. They're like, we're not going to lay you off. And then like a month later, you're all laid off. It's like,
oh, wow. Yeah.
You're not fired. You're just fired. They're like, Matt, step into my office.
Fired. You can't come in anymore.
We're not going to pay you.
They're like, Matt, you're not fired. Now step into my office. Why? Because you're fucking fired. That's why.
But yeah, dude, I've been laid off twice in my life, and both were, it was the right time, and it pushed me on to do better things.
Cool.
Yeah. The last one got you into Turtles Futures.
Yeah.
The last one, yeah. I realized I hated graphic design. Yep. I hated.
I just picked up that bad boy.
And I nice. Dude, that's a Rad Plastic is a great book, dude.
Yeah, like, I'm gonna interview the author for my other show. So his name's Chris Fawcett.
Yes, dude. Yeah, he's good, dude. He knows his shit. So don't try to fucking put one over on him because he'll get you.
Yeah, I'll be like, so do you have any? Loose accessories for this, and he's like, oh yeah, you mean this? Whoa. You know,
he knows years and shit, like he knows, like, so like, no, have your fucking homework done with that guy because he will fucking
I'm reading the book now. I'm going through it. It's pretty cool.
It's a great book, dude. Like,
yeah,
if you want to know anything about everything that has to do with Ninja Turtles toys from, you know, the late 80s, what is it? No, late, was it late 90s? Was it?
Yeah, 89, 90.
Yeah, it was 88. Like 94. Yeah. Like, yeah, that's
the aughts. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's pretty fun.
Well, going back to Matt being laid off, for some reason, it just went into my mind when Matt was like, I just realized I don't want to work for myself. I pictured you as the dude from like Office Space. And they're like, what's your job? What's your dream? Two chicks at the same time.
Well, he does have the beard. So,
well, he's like, well, besides that, what do you want
to do? He's like, does anybody ever tell you have a case of the Mondays? No, man. I believe you get your ass kicked for that.
Yeah, oh, exactly. Man. I think I may know someone who wants this.
Dude, the fucked up thing is they filmed that just like right around where I live.
Oh, really?
All the exteriors are done. Like the tchotchkes isn't there anymore. It was an old, this fucking outdoor outside of a restaurant. It's been torn down since, but
yeah.
You know, like the office, like Inatech, and like the divot where they walk in, you know, walk from, like, you know, like they cross that kind of like waterway thing, and like,
yeah,
yeah, it's all there. And like the therapist's office and the exteriors for the dudes when they plan like the heist, the money heist, his building. Yeah. So we're planning to do the filming locations for that summer.
That would be a good one
to burn an office building down.
Yeah. We're burning the motherfucker down, dude.
I could light the old place on fire.
If you do not return my stapler, I'll burn the building down.
I'm gonna burn down the Mandalorian.
So Matt quit. He got laid off, and he made a jump to conclusions. Matt.
Yeah, that's a jump to conclusions.
And I jumped to the conclusion that I don't like working for someone else, and I don't know what to do. So, yeah.
Matt, are you the closest to the main character from Office Space here? Because I definitely feel like Michael Bolton.
I don't think Matt's the main character. I think Matt is the construction worker neighbor.
The construction like worker neighbor.
Two chicks at the same time, right? That's Matt.
Justin is the guy that works at Tchotchke's that has like all the flair.
No, dude, I totally feel like Michael.
You're Blake the O face guy.
Because everybody fucking gets my name wrong all the time.
You guys are both a mix between Michael Bolton and Nahanahida. Nahanahida.
This isn't charade.
Well, it depends on the job. I have had a Peter moment where I just sat at the desk and they're like, what do you do here? I'm like, nothing.
Yeah, you can't survive as a Peter, but, you know, I feel like a Michael Bolton a lot. And I feel like, you know, the two Bobs. I feel like the Bob with the glasses.
Unfortunately, I've had those Bob roles where I'm like,
yeah, tell me that, exactly
what you do here.
Actually, wait a minute, Justin, are we both the Bobs then?
I think we are the Bobs, yeah, actually, okay. As much as we don't want to say it, but yeah.
We think you're up for a promotion.
Because yeah, that is my job, is actually to tell people that. Like, how would you feel if you had up to four people underneath you?
I feel really great about that, Bob. What kind of
this guy's got go-getter written all over him. He's a real spark plug.
Right.
I'm gonna do that at work tomorrow. If I have to talk to somebody on the phone, I'll be like, tell me it is what you do here.
God. That's like one of those things that I learned, like a trick of being in management, where it's like if you ask somebody if they're average, they're always gonna tell you they're above average. It's like, and then you'd be like, okay, well, what's above average about you? And be like, oh, so then I'm like, so you do your job. That sounds average to me.
See, I'm the one that never answers that when they're like, so you say you go above and beyond? I say yes to a lot of stuff.
Dude, like, fuck those kind of roles and fuck that shit, dude. Like, it's such a fucking catch-22 when you work and like, basically, like, you have mid-years and you have end-of-year reviews and you're just like fucking interviewing for your whole job, your own job the whole time, dude. It's not based on your performance. It's like, well, dude, what do you say? Like, what have you done above and beyond? It's like, well, no, I did my fucking job, dude. Like, I did my job the whole year. So that's why I get a bonus. Not because I did my job and more. Like, I met what I needed to do. So give me fucking my bonus.
I take fewer shits on the clock. Fewer, not none, but fewer.
See, my last position, they're always like, well, you didn't get this done. And I went, yeah, I didn't want to do it. That was my answer in my review. I didn't want to do it.
Wow. Like, what's some context on that?
It's like, it was just some old crap, and I just didn't want to do it. And I was like, yeah, I didn't want to do it.
Wow. How are you still employed?
I actually just recently got a promotion. So.
Yeah, I know.
That was an old job, dickhead.
Hey, that's because I'm phenomenal at my regular job. But if you ask me to do extra stuff, I don't want to do it. I don't get paid that much.
Yeah. I mean, I do now, but it beats making Tebow lube. You know?
See, way back. I make way less money now doing what I do, but like, I make my own schedule and I'm not stressed out and I get pretty much to do whatever the fuck I want whenever I want to do it.
And you get to drive a Raper van now.
Well, that's next month that I buy my Raper van.
And I mean, that's the thing too. You also have, like, I'm assuming that you've got like health insurance from, you know, from Shannon, right?
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to do what I do without having, you know, her as a partner and like having the health insurance, you know. And like, when we moved down here, it was rocky, dude. Like, she fronted a lot of stuff after we moved, but now I wouldn't say the tables have turned, but like, I was able to save up a little bit of money, so I'm like a couple months ahead, you know. So in case I have a shitty month, I can dip into this money, I'm all right, and then save it back up. So that's it's more stress on that end of it, but it's not really, you know, because as long as you plan out, you're good, you know. At least I think, you know.
I agree.
Other people, like, you have to be in front of it. You can't just be like, oh, all my eggs are here, and you have a shitty week, and like, well, fuck, because I didn't make any money, you know.
Well, what do they say? Fail to plan to fail.
Yeah. And like, see, like, we were talking about like our shows coming up, because we have not this weekend, but the weekend after, we had two shows. And I just got an email saying, like, the Sunday show, I'm on a wait list now because they had too many people like apply to like sell. So I'm like, well, that fucked me. It's like, well, I'm not going to worry about it because I have money saved. I'm just going to try to find something else to fill that up, you know? And oh, well, if I don't find another show, oh, well, if I do good, I'll have a day off. If I don't, big deal, you know? Like, I mean, it sucks, but I'm not going to let it get me down, you know?
And thank you for tuning in for the career advice podcast. That's what this one has turned into.
Well, I mean, we were talking about Office Space, which is a great film, and what characters we relate to. And I'm glad none of us are Peter, because he's, even though he's like the central person of the movie, it's more like fun to watch him than to be him.
He's so fucking miserable, dude. Like, yeah, he's miserable that whole fucking movie, and he finally
Dude, I was totally Peter when I worked downtown. When I was married, my first marriage, dude, I hated everything. I was miserable. I fucking sat in traffic, dude, all the time. I was totally Peter, dude. Like, I just zoned out half the time. They were like, I remember we were supposed to wear a suit and tie, and I always come to work and they'd be like, are you going to change today? And I'll be like, nope. I just walk around in my shorts and my t-shirt, like, go ahead and fire me. I don't care.
Yeah, dude. I mean, that's how I was at, you know, working at my last job, dude. Like, you just go in, and it's like, I'm just going in because I don't want to get fired. You know, like, I need the money, and it's good money. I'm not going to not go in, but you're just miserable. You're just going through the motions. And by the end of there, I was wearing shorts and t-shirts and a hat, dude. And it was supposed to be business casual, like polos and fucking khakis. I just did not give a fuck. Yeah. You know,
the beard just kept getting longer.
Well, the funny part is when you do that, they don't even say anything. That's the best part.
Well, yeah, probably because they're scared of me, you know?
I'm definitely not as confrontational as you, but yeah, they never said anything to me either. Aww. I was just like, no.
What the fuck? Like, please don't shoot me.
I guess it's different. I have kind eyes.
When Matt got laid off, they just had 12 security guards around him, and they're like, we need to have a talk.
It's like, I'm keeping this broom.
No, dude, they had one guy, and they weren't supposed to let me go back to my desk. But like, for some reason, like, I got out of the meeting with HR and my like direct, like, whatever boss, and like, they weren't there. So I just like went back to my desk and deleted a bunch of shit off my computer and like saved a bunch of shit and like basically wiped my laptop. So like, I wasn't trying to fuck anybody, but like, I had a bunch of personal shit on there. It's like, well, I don't have time to save all this. So I just saved a few things and I wiped it. And they're like, what are you doing? I'm wiping this computer so you guys don't have to. Oh shit. You know, like, everything was backed up, but like, I didn't want my personal stuff on there. I got just like personal shit that it's like, I'm using a computer for fucking 2 years. It's like, it was my own. You know?
Now, the worst one I ever got laid off was I had to lay off 100 people. And then when I got done, they were like, yeah,
you're done. You're gone.
Yeah. Thanks for doing that job. Dude. Bye. It was like 3 days before Christmas too.
I think that's the best time to lay someone off.
Thanks.
Like, this last layoff was a godsend for me, though. It was like, it was a perfect timing, you know.
Well, dude, you had perfect timing because it was like, oh, unemployment. Now it get extended and I get
I didn't go, like, I had a severance until January, and then COVID hit in March. So I didn't go, I wasn't even planning on going unemployment. And then when COVID hit, it's like, well, I'm fucking going unemployment now. Like, fuck this. Because, like, I thought I'd be able to find something by like March or April or May. So I'm thinking, I'm not going to go on it. But then COVID hit. It's like, well, I'm going to have to go on it. And it was like, it just worked out. And then it's like, we're fucking moving, you know, like, it just like,
yeah, it worked out for you. That's great.
I wonder if COVID never hit, would Matt have ever moved?
I think so.
I think so. Just because we were already talking about it. And COVID just sped it up, I think, by 5 years. You know, like, we wanted to save a bunch of money and we didn't get to do that. You know, so basically two steps backwards. Now we're like five steps forward. We're into three of those steps forward. You know, so we're back almost to where we were.
So you're just doing the do-si-do.
Yeah, pretty much.
In a different state, though. So.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Now you're square dancing down there.
But it's different opportunities and, you know, different lifestyle. Like, you're not just like up here in Illinois, like, oh, I'm going to do the Kane County Fair again. And I'm going to do that again. And it's like the same kind of crap. You're just, And I don't know if you're doing the same thing down there, but it's there's more people, it seems like. And
I think there's more opportunity here because I live in the middle. I live in a big city, but I live in the middle of three other big cities. So basically it's like if Chicago had three other Chicagos, mm-hmm. and you live in the middle of like all that. So I have so many different outlets to find stuff and even sell stuff, you know.
And but you haven't gone full Texan yet. You need a belt buckle and a hat, so that way every time someone comes up and goes, "How much for that?" you go, "Well, I know what I got here, so you ain't gonna get me."
Nah.
the ever great phrase, "I know what I got."
I just carry my gun around for that. I snap my gun.
You're like, "That's a cute little pay shooter you got there."
I've learned that anytime anybody utters the phrase, "I know what I got," the price is triple of what it's actually worth.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, you got to know too, like if you're selling something to someone who's going to sell it, you have to have that understanding that there's got to be meat on the bone.
My whole thing is I have to find people who don't know what they have or don't care to be able to make money. You know,
I think most of the time your best thing is finding people who just don't care.
Well,
I just want this gone. You're like, okay.
I find people who know what they have, but just don't care.
Like, yeah, hey, I find those a lot more than I find people who don't know.
Yeah. With the internet and with phones and everything, being able to look up everything with Google Image, you can literally take an image of something, it'll look it up for you. And like the first things are like you see prices for shit, dude. So everything has a used market. So yeah. Like it's a fine line of like finding people who don't care and finding people who just want to get rid of shit that's worth money.
So you're telling me with Google Image, you could take a picture of a human foot. Then you can get a price for a human foot.
I'm sure you could.
Dude. I'm sure you probably could. Footfoot.com.
You probably get prices for like.
Actually, it would probably pop up with some. Yeah, I was about to say a foot fetish site. That was
like, Tarantino.net.
Isucktoes.org.
Hell yeah.
don't you mean? Yeah, Isucktoes.
Hell yeah, Isucktoes.
.gov.
Welcome to Pop Copy. How can I help you?
Shh, can't you see I'm with a customer?
That takes me back. Me and Matt both live that Pop Copy life.
another office bait.
I don't know the president. Maybe you know him. Maybe you could get help with that one. I don't know him.
That's great.
Yeah, so back in those days, yeah.
We were talking about we actually got a chance to get out and see a movie. Any chance you got out to see anything recently, Matt?
No, the last movie I saw in the theaters was Ghostbusters.
Oh wow!
Well,
yeah.
Good news for you. April 23rd, it's coming to HBO Max.
That's woo! Good.
Yeah, so yeah. Then you can watch The Batman.
Yeah, we were both sick, so like we didn't like it. We were both sick at the end of January. And we stayed sick for like 2 or 3 weeks. So like we wanted to go see Jackass and we just never got to it. And now it's like out of theaters. We wanted to go see Batman. So we might try to see it. Maybe we might go tomorrow.
Yeah. It's good. A lot of people say they didn't like it. I liked it.
I don't get why people didn't like it because I get that it's different and I get that, you know, it's not The Dark Knight and it's not like Michael Keaton, you know, so it's definitely different, but, it's good, its own.
I think people just went in hating on Robert Pattinson, and they said, "No matter what, I'm going to hate it because it's Robert Pattinson."
And so dumb. He's a good actor.
He is a good actor. Like in what was that fucking movie where they did everything backwards?
Oh, Tenet.
Yeah, he was actually.
I have yet to watch that,
dude. It's a confusing ass movie, but it's good.
You guys were telling me about The Lighthouse as well.
Yeah, The Lighthouse is a good movie. He's actually a good actor. I like him, and he did actually a really good job as Batman.
My whole thing with Batman is, like, there's been so many good Batmans and so many versions of that story. Like, do we really need another one?
This one's different.
If it's like this, yes.
I get that it's different, but, like, dude, like, Batman's been around forever, like, do they really need to keep remaking it?
Well, dude, it's the same thing as Spider-Man. Every time they do a new one, they do the same. You know, it's one of those universe things.
Do we really need another Uncle Ben?
This one, yeah.
No, this one they decided touches, no.
This one touches on his parents a little bit, but it's
he more spends of a, more time as Batman than Bruce Wayne in this film. Like, and, but notably. It,
but it's not super action-packed. It's more of like a crime drama, like a CSI like a, type
like
movie.
A film noir, but like more modernized.
It's
a mystery is what it is.
Well, dude, the way I put it, like as soon as I stood up, I said, it reminds me of the Arkham Asylum Batman video game, like a lot. He even has the suit from that. So that's what I'm saying. It reminds me of that. So
Oh, go ahead, Matt.
All I know is I'm selling a bunch of Batman shit on eBay, so that's good.
They didn't overdo like the car chase stuff this time, so it's really like he has a cool car, but it's not like, oh yeah, check it out, we're gonna sell this action figure, we're gonna sell this toy. It's like, it's not really like that. It's super downplayed.
It's good that they focused on the story, and most of these movies focus on the merchandising after the fact. Like, you can always, some movies, like you can see, like that sequence was meant to be a ride later. Like, that's why they wrote that.
Yeah. Yeah. I totally get that. Yeah.
Well, I can see that this movie has no merchandising, I don't think, in it. It doesn't really have it, no,
but it's like they've turned everything into either like a Lego set or something else by now. So, yes.
That's all right. But like, I'm just saying most movies just focus on that.
You mean like the Val Kilmer, George Clooney ones where they're like, this is a movie based on a toy.
And by the way, if you don't like those frosted McDonald's Batman glass, then fuck you. So,
those are awesome, dude.
I love those things.
Those are the best part about that Batman.
Yeah,
the soundtrack's pretty good. Soundtrack for this one is killer, man. It's all based on like a Nirvana song.
Yeah.
And it's like din, like the whole way through.
It's dark and ominous.
Yeah. Exactly.
I like too that Batman, his stuff is more practical and not like over like craziness like it is in all the other movies. Like his car's like a little crazy, but it's like almost like doable.
It just seems like a Fast and the Furious type car with like some LEDs on it and like
it feels fire. like something a hillbilly could build in his shed.
I have no doubt about that. Yeah, it's like how many cylinders in that engine? He's like 13. <It's> like, how did you do that?
There's some hillbilly that watched this movie. And he's like, hey, I got that same engine sitting in my backyard. I got a car just like that, man. Look like a Camaro. I'm gonna fucking do that.
If you think about it too, like we were watching Ford versus Ferrari. Is that any different than making a Batmobile? You know, like what they were doing with the car.
As far as this Batmobile, no.
Yeah, I mean, it's like you get, I got these special titanium wheels, and I got this special this and all that. It's like, yeah, that's essentially the same thing.
Yeah, this one, yes. The Christian Bale, no.
No, the Tumbler is a thing unto itself. That thing is nuts.
Morgan Freeman's like, I got a tank. Would you like a tank? Andy had a tank once.
Does it come in black? <It's> like,
I name all your equipment Andy. This is Andy 1. This is Andy 2.
Stop asking me about the damn boat. Yeah, I love Morgan Freeman, you know. But I mean, the other guy in this.
I would like to say that Batman put up the good fight.
Man, him and the Riddler.
Batman put up a good fat. No. But no, dude, actually, and like Penguin isn't like a penguin in this. He's just a mobster and
he was great.
So, yeah, Colin Farrell did good. And dude, I'll say the whole cast did good. There wasn't anybody that was like,
Yeah, like even Andy Serkis was in it as Alfred, and I felt like they could have used more of him. But saying that, it's a 3-hour movie. So I'm like, I'm hard pressed for it to want more of anything because it could have gone less time.
Yeah, it's definitely a long one. But I mean, Andy Serkis still isn't as good as Michael Caine. But
yeah, but I mean, the people that you have, like you also have like Jeremy Irons, who just played the role.
Yeah.
You know, so it's they're all
There's people that are forgettable in that
role. You loved him in Die Hard too. Come on.
Oh, of course, dude. I fucking absolutely loved him in Die Hard. And actually, I did watch
it. Hello, John McClane.
I watched the second to last Die Hard actually before we recorded this.
Die one Hard, with, Live Another Day, or
yeah, the one with Justin Long, and
it's a great one, dude.
Is it
Kevin Smith?
Yeah, dude, I totally forgot Kevin Smith was in it. And I'm like, dude, you and Bruce Willis hate each other. You think you would have figured it out while filming this movie?
They don't. That's the whole thing. Like, they regret working together and all that, but they don't hate each other, which is weird because they're always like nice about each other, like showbiz wise.
Dude, they fucking hate each other. Don't even.
They should hate each other.
You know, if you were like, hey, Kevin Smith, do you want to have another Bruce Willis movie? He's going to be like, fuck no. But then he's probably going to be like, how much are you paying me?
Actually, no, I don't think Kevin Smith would do it now. He's like,
does it involve Nazi hot dogs?
Yeah. Dude, everybody's got a price. Even if I was like, dude, if they were like, Justin, we want you to direct the newest Macy Gray movie, I'd be like, I fucking hate her. Now, how much are you paying me?
You're like, wow, you really pointed out what a piece of garbage she is. Did you mean to do that? Yes.
You really highlighted that she does not have a good voice. Yes, that was on purpose.
Wow, so she actually lived in an alley in the garbage can and was developing her song by singing to raccoons. Yes.
So you decided that in this version of Mary Poppins, she dies 5 minutes into the movie. Yep. Fucking that air, you know, she's floating down with the umbrella, gets sucked into a jet turbine, and yeah, spoonful of sugar.
Baby. Literally what happened in The Simpsons. Simpsons did it.
Yeah. That's where I got it from.
that's great.
That's where I'm getting for my Macy Gray version.
Yeah. That'd be funny. I like the idea of this movie where, you know, she gets so big that they decide to make a Macy's balloon for her. So it's a Macy Gray, Macy's Thanksgiving Day balloon.
It's just a gray square.
Yeah, just a square. Oh, it must be Macy Gray releasing a new album.
Why do you sound like Michael Lauren there?
I have no idea. I don't know.
Hi, how are you doing? It looks like you have a gray square there. That's very nice.
Definitely a gray square.
Did I ever tell you I wrote Saturday Night Live?
At the end of this Batman, did they leave it open for like a sequel or what are they doing?
Oh, yes, definitely. Absolutely.
There's definitely, yeah, you'll see. And we'll say no Jared Leto.
Here's the funny thing about the movie. I think my favorite part is the ending. And I can't remember the last time I said that about my like a superhero movie in general.
Was right. When it ended.
Yeah, when it ended. No. See, there's a difference. The ending.
Dude, I'm going to write. I want that to be like on the poster. My favorite part was when it ended.
It's true.
Justin from Geek Life says, my favorite part was when it ended.
Yeah. That's like on the fucking, like, the pump.
Like the Godzilla movies or something.
That's it, dude. Justin from Geek Life HQ says his favorite part was when it ended.
I think we should write movie. We should make some movie posters with some of our quotes about movies and post them.
Can we do that?
Yeah. We could, like Alita.
Oh god, it'd be like too much robot sucked, love.
But I would fuck the robot.
I would totally fuck that robot.
Yeah. What was it? Bumblebee. Is that his dick?
No, dude, Bumblebee, the slogan would just be random guy in the theater. So that was a movie.
Yeah. Did you like it? Beats jerking off in a van down by the river. Okay, thanks, random stranger. It was a little personal, but okay.
With my new van, I could possibly live in it, dude.
Down by the river?
Any river he wants.
I will say down in Austin there, it might be a little crowded by the river.
Yeah, it is.
There were all the other homeless guys that are beaten up.
Oh, jeez.
Just don't make eye contact with them. Then it's real awkward.
What are you talking about? That's the fun part.
That's the only reason I go down there is to make eye contact with other dudes beaten off.
Then afterwards, you guys like shake hands aggressively. Like, you son of a bitch.
You make eye contact and then you never speak to them again.
No, you don't ever speak to them. but you're always bonded.
You want to hop in a Weekend Geek, dude? Because I have some like preemptive for next show, Weekend Geek, that I wanted to say.
All right. Ooh, well, you jump in there.
All right.
And so you spread your geeky goodness all over this episode.
on like a huge John Cena kick after Peacemaker. And I've just been finding like a ton of his shirts at Goodwill, out thrifting.
How do you even see them, dude?
I don't know, dude.
Five below.
They got Braille on them.
Yeah, they got fucking finger on, dude. No, but I found a couple. I found like one from 07. And it's got his like Bulldog logo, and it's like right before the Hustle, Loyalty, Respect. And then I found one from like 2002 from WrestleMania, I think like 20. And it's his old logo of like, it's like, what the fuck is it? I sent it to you guys.
The knuckles?
Yeah, the knuckles. Like, what's it say on there? Like,
knuckle fuck?
Can I just say that I really love your phone case?
Thank you.
Yeah, it's
that was all they had.
It's really fashionable.
That was all they had at Five Below, dude. So shut the fuck up.
If for everybody that can't see this because you're at home, Matt has a nice flowery phone case. So
it looks like an old fashioned tapestry.
If you saw him out in public and he's like, "I don't like to suck dick," and then he pulled that out, you're gonna think otherwise.
Does that have like a marijuana sticker on it?
No, it's like a fucking pop socket for Campari.
Oh, pop socket too, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
But anyway, back to the the one that I found.
Flower case of the pop socket. Wow. Okay. We're not. Like we're not too much.
You having a hard time sitting down because your butthole hurts?
But anyway,
he likes to take it in front of the mirror.
It's the Word Life knuckle shirt. So I found that one, and Shannon and I were talking about WrestleMania because that's a WrestleMania 20 shirt. And we realized that WrestleMania this year is in Dallas. So we're going to go.
Oh, yeah.
It's April, like, I think, 2nd and 3rd. So that's in like a couple of weeks from now. So we're going to drive up and go. Dude, it's my first WrestleMania. It's at the big-ass AT&T Stadium. We got like the worst seat, the last row, and the worst section. But still, we're fucking WrestleMania.
You really won't be able to see John Cena if he comes out.
No, we will. That big-ass monitor.
He's not wrestling, dude.
No, I know. He might come out.
Yeah, he might come out, but he's not going to wrestle.
Yeah. But Messina, it's like, dude, Peacemaker, dude, I think that's my favorite thing of the year, dude.
It's a great show.
Great. Yeah. I'm kind of with you on that because I was really into the beginning of last year when Invincible came out. Like I love that and The Boys was great, but we really hadn't had anything like that except for Peacemaker. So right now it is probably the best thing that has come out.
I think The Boys is the new season. I saw the preview for it or the trailer and it looks good. And I think it's, I think it's going to get dirtier than what it did.
Oh good. Yeah. It definitely looks like it's going to be gorier.
Yeah. I mean, no, I'm talking about like, there's going to be a lot of gay stuff, dude.
Probably that too.
Okay. Yeah, well, you know, whatever they're going to do, it's fine.
Well, dude from Supernatural is going to be sucking. He's going to be
the comics
beaches
like that.
Full of dicks.
Oh yeah. And then,
whole beach.
I'm super excited about WrestleMania, dude. I haven't really been into wrestling at all for the last like 3 or 4 months, but like I'm actually getting back into it now. And to go to a live show, like fucking WrestleMania, dude. Like it's a whole thing, dude. 2 day event, like it's gonna be awesome, dude.
Oh, it's 2 days. Yeah.
You guys got to get back to talking about wrestling because I need a 20-minute break in all these podcasts. So I can you guys haven't been giving me that lately.
I mean, wrestling's been pretty shitty, dude. But like, I'm hoping, you know.
It's kind of like the product that WWE puts out is so different than like that AEW. And I'm not really into wrestling anymore and all that, but it's like you can noticeably see the difference.
Yeah.
The reason is because it's so corporate. But I will say this, the WWE now with like the women's wrestling and all that is like light years from when I used to watch it. And I'm like, holy crap, these got really cool. So it's better now than it was in that aspect. But like the other stuff is just like, you guys don't even do moves anymore. What the hell is this?
So one thing that sold me on WrestleMania this year is Stone Cold's coming back.
Okay.
He might wrestle this other dude, but like, as soon as I heard Stone Cold is coming back, I'm like, we got to go, dude.
Are you going to wear a sleeveless Stone Cold shirt?
Yeah, dude, I'm going to wear my Larry the Cable Guy outfit. Oh,
man. Dude, that's the thing about Stone Cold, too. Stone Cold, in my estimation, is the most popular wrestler of all time. Above The Rock, above everything else, it's like,
I think he
this guy was ridiculous.
Even I'm not, you know me, I'm not into wrestling, but dude, I knew about Stone Cold back in middle school, you know?
The thing about Stone Cold is like his whole persona was go against the man, go against your boss, fuck your boss, about the working man. Like, and that's what got him over. It got him over with dads. It got him over with kids.
Well, yeah, he's an everyday man.
Yeah, he's a working class like Joe. Drinking.
He didn't like anybody, man. He was just like, get off my lawn. I'm going to kick you and give you a stunner.
Got dads to watch wrestling with their fucking kids.
Well, I mean, dude, he came out and he drank a beer. Come on. Yeah.
He drank two beers. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
And sometimes he drank seven beers or eight beers or 20 beers.
I think we should start a wrestling thing, but we come out after doing shots.
Jeez, shots of Jaeger. See,
it'll be the Jaeger series.
And when I used to go to like fucking independent wrestling in Chicago, it was called R Pro Resistance Wrestling, and there was an Irish themed dude who came out with a little bottle of Jameson and fucking would pound it before he get in and wrestle, and he would It's like that wouldn't go over in WWE, but I kind of like it here.
I talked to Ed. Ed used to do some funny stuff too. Like he was like the classic like Crimson Mask guy where he'd always be like cutting his forehead and stuff. So I like it because I laugh because like he and I used to do like drunken bare knuckle boxing and stuff. And he's like this, you know, eighth degree black belt and all that. And I like punched the shit out of him and he never even hit me. I'm like, yeah, that's why we don't do this drunk, buddy.
What are you talking about? Everybody's a fantastic fighter when you're drunk.
I don't know. I guess I was just more Irish than he was.
I turn into fucking John Wick when I'm drunk.
Yeah. Oh, exactly. Exactly. I got pencils for days. I'm like the blue Raja from,
everybody's like, I'm drunk at the bar. They're like, what's your name? I'm like, Baba Yaga.
No, mine is
fucking boogeyman.
No, mine is Baba Jägermeister.
Baba Jägermeister.
And then they're like, you got to pay for your tab. You're like, I need a pencil. A fucking pencil.
Like, I'm looking for something that's a dessert.
Why are you doing this? Because you drank my beer. And then you leave.
You killed my red dog. Beer.
And then you drunkenly stumble out and you forget your coat. When you got to go back in, the bouncer's like, you're back. You're like, you can say I'm back.
Are you working, John?
God damn, dude. What the fuck else did I do? I finished the newest season that finished the Yellowstone. So I'm all caught up.
Oh, is that good? I've heard that's pretty decent. That's
good, dude. I mean, if you like Westerns that are kind of like Sons of Anarchy, and there's a bunch of murder and shit. Like,
yeah. Have you gotten into 1883?
I want to because it shows
with Sam Elliott, who dogged that other gay cowboy movie recently.
But like,
he was like, they're like a bunch of fucking Chippendales out there with their shirts off.
No, but like, I want to see it because they had like a little like flashback in the show that kind of like did like a soft premiere, a soft pilot of that show. Yeah. And it makes it look good, dude. What's his name? Like Toby Keith, isn't it?
No, not Toby Keith. Fucking, damn it. Tim McGraw.
Tim McGraw, my bad. Fucking country.
Yeah, Tim McGraw and Faith Hill in it.
Yeah, he was good. Like in the pre like soft pilot in this show.
Can she act?
Yeah.
I watched one episode. She's not bad. Tim McGraw's a good actor. I mean, he's been in movies. Yeah, he's good. Dude.
I was
the dad in the blind side.
I always thought it was so funny because like it seemed like she came out roughly the same time as like Shania Twain, and everyone was like all obsessed with like Shania Twain. I'm like, this Faith Hill's pretty good. I'm like, people are not paying attention to her. I'm like, what's the deal here?
Faith Hill was hotter.
Yeah, like I know that's why I was kind of like, like I was surprised. And then it's like, oh, she's married to Tim McGraw. I'm like, well
dude, they released them all at the same time. I mean, come on, we had Britney Spears, Jessica Simpson, Christina Aguilera, and Mandy Moore all at the same time.
Guys, I could never stand Jessica Simpson. I honestly felt like society was trying to ram her down my throat. And I'm like, stop trying to stop telling me that she's hot. Like, stop it.
She was though.
I didn't like it. I didn't like her. I just like Matt goes, eh.
I like Christina Aguilera more, dude.
She was dirty.
Well, then you talk about dirty. Britney Spears is dirty, dude.
I don't think anybody would argue like like at least anyone our age would argue that Britney Spears was not like the top of that list when all of those came out.
Britney Spears like holding that snake and looking all greasy in that one video, you're like,
nailed it.
Yeah,
yeah, that was, yeah, she came out that right at the same time Christina Aguilera was like, get dirty, and you're like, yeah, yeah, let's get dirty.
I'm gonna pause on that frame,
dude. And then you had Mandy Moore singing all wholesome
shit.
I remember Walk to Remember. You remember that shit? That was the date movie, right?
Yeah.
Naturally, I didn't go see it, but still, it's like, why? Action figures.
In fucking Yellowstone, they make like the dudes from Texas seem like assholes and like alcoholics, and all they want to do is fuck chicks, dude.
I mean, because, like, are they wrong?
I like them already. Oh.
Is he like, are they wrong?
Well, it's like any fucking cowboy, really, I guess.
Yeah, but, I mean, cowboys were like, they had a good work ethic, and they were going all about getting that job done and all that. That was their lifestyle, well, too.
Actually, well, let's be honest. Real cowboys back in the day, history lesson, cowboys were actually the outlaws.
We're not talking about like people who were out like droving cattle and shit.
Well, no, and this is true. Back in like Tombstone, you know, back with Wyatt Earp and all that, the term cowboy was actually like a gang. It didn't mean what it does today.
Well, I guess it would be like cattle rancher or something like that, because I always go back to that Journey song, Wheel in the Sky, you know, like these guys are out there like for like a year or more. You know,
Justin's like,
they can't hold out for much, much longer.
Dude, wait.
I get my history from Journey.
Yeah, I mean, don't you? I mean, how do you learn about stopping believing? Streetlights.
Hey, it's just a small town boy living in a small town world. Hey, you know the song, man. Come on.
Come on, man. Look at that.
Corn Pop was a bad dude. What?
You know, we're talking about Texas. We can't talk about Texas without talking about fucking shifters.
Dude, no, man, I live like 15 minutes from University of Texas, and I'm like, maybe I should go and like watch a women's like basketball game. And then I'm like, well, no, maybe I should go watch.
Why on earth would you do that?
Women's volleyball game.
What?
That's where
there you at. Go. Yeah. The shorty shorts.
Stickies with the stickies, dude.
And then we're going to see on the news, local man drunk, naked, gets arrested at a local university.
We found him in the women's restroom throwing squirrels at the parents. Like, how did he get them squirrels? We don't know.
We found him with a Stone Cold Steve Austin shirt. Hey, dude,
I watched The Rock.
Comes out to Glass Breaking. Which one, Young Rock? Did you watch that?
No, I watched The Rock, dude, with Nick Cage.
Ooh, yeah. Oh, nice.
Fucking like that opening scene when you see Connery and he's like getting out of the jail cell. That motherfucker looks ripped for being like 66 years old, dude. You're like,
yeah, he was a badass.
Damn, dude. Like, fuck.
What do you mean? It was all in my head.
It's a great.
That was movie, that was before he did League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, right?
Yep. Yeah.
That was in like 1993, dude.
Oh yeah, that was before Entrapment, then, right?
Yep.
That movie is so fucking good, dude.
I agree. I love it. It's Ed just, Harris.
It hits on every fucking note, dude. You got it's just like action movie. Fuck yeah. Sign me up.
How fucking good is Nicolas Cage too to be working on the opposite side of like all these other like huge actors and all that and still be that charismatic?
Well, Nicolas Cage is so underrated, dude. Like,
yeah.
He just got a bad rap for being like a bad actor when he's not, man.
Well, he overacts.
Here was his problem was back in the 90s, he was actually more selective with his movies. Now he just takes whatever, and you can just tell he's just there to get a check. So he's like, yeah, I'm here. Fuck it. I'm a wizard.
Well, he does things, and he doesn't have usually like a big time director to stop him.
Yeah.
So that's the whole thing. Like, he does things and he just shows up and does what he wants, you know, as opposed to like what you want. But if he was in like a Tarantino movie, he wouldn't do that shit. You know, but then he's in like a John Smith movie and he's like, guess what? Today I'm a wizard. Yeah, that's right. I'm a wizard. Well, this is a story about a guy and his dog. Yeah, wizard and his dog. Like, all right, you're a fucking wizard,
we'll do,
I guess.
We'll do that Five Nights at Freddy's movie that he did. Yeah. They're probably like, we got all these lines. He's like, I don't want to talk in this movie. I don't want to remember lines.
How about this? I'll work for scale and you don't have to pay me because I don't speak. It's like, okay.
The best part of that movie was him not talking.
I honestly, when he beats up the gorilla,
you don't need that, dude. Like it just adds so much more mystery to that. And he's playing that goddamn pinball machine.
Yeah, the and whole time.
Deal with the energy drinks, dude. Like, fuck.
I thought it was just like a root beer or something.
Yeah.
No, he needed to live, dude.
All I know is I can't wait for his new movie to come out.
It's gonna be good.
Where he plays himself, dude. That's got to be great, though.
Well, Pig was excellent, man. Pig was probably Pig one
was
of
the... great, dude. But come on, just the fucking the trailer where he's like, he shows him the fucking wax figure of himself, and he's like, that's grotesque. I'll give you $25,000 for
it. Dude, I even today, like I walk around the house going, "Have you seen my pig?" You know, like all the time. I just love that shit. It's such a good movie.
Yeah. So. What, anything else, Matt?
Nah, dude. I've just been buying t-shirts. Like,
you got some good stuff, man.
Buying them t-shirts. Yeah, dude. You find good shit, dude.
I found a honey hole, dude. Like, I found like a 2007 Halloween, a Rob Zombie Halloween. Dude, this shirt. I didn't even think it's worth fucking $70, dude.
Whoa! Wow.
I didn't even think of it. It's like, what the fuck? I listed it for $85, dude. I'll take fucking $60. But I paid like fucking almost nothing for it.
That's awesome.
Like I got it. I got that in the same deal with the Moody Blues. I think that's from like 1996 or, you know.
I was at that show actually. So not the one in Texas, but I was at that one.
What else did I get in that lot?
A big Moody Blues guy.
I got fucking like two Ted Nugents.
Yeah, I saw those. Yeah, like the one with him. Yeah. Looks like he's on the cover of Mad Magazine.
A bunch of birds.
Dude, the best part of that shirt's the back hit. It's like the logo. It says Ted Nugent Tour 1989, and it's like a little drawing of him on a giant middle finger. He as he's throwing up a middle finger, and then there's a sea of middle fingers that are flipping him off, and he's just like flying by on this like bird. It's like, what the fuck, dude? Like, did he
wonder
just,
what it means?
Yeah, like you know, I don't get it.
Who's Ted Nugget?
Who's Nugget?
Who's Turd Nurgen?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Too bad that ones I wanted to keep the one where it's like him with like the lightning bolts, but it's like only a large, so it doesn't fit my fat ass.
I remember my uncle used to date this exotic dancer, we'll call her, and he would tell me he would go in to see her at night and all that when she was working, and he would go over to the guy and tell him to put on Stranglehold. It's like a 19-minute song.
Nice.
Yeah. So he'd be like, oh, everybody gets a dance. Oh, friggin' Rod, what the hell? And he comes in. That's just the type of guy he was. Yeah.
Put on Free Bird.
Yeah, exactly. He's like, put on the longest possible song, you know. And I'm like, oh, you want to see your girlfriend? He's like, yep. Good old Ted Nugent's going to be with me. I'm like, yeah, you're such a hick. Oh. Good times, good times.
And there's the lull in the show.
Yeah. Well, I just needed to wet the whistle.
Yeah. Matt, anything else?
No, I think that's it, dude. T-shirts.
T-shirts, movies, things.
WrestleMania.
All right. I'll jump in then. So, yeah, I rewatched Shooter, which is a great movie.
Yep.
Love that movie.
Realized it's a great movie. John Wick and Shooter have a lot in common because Mark Wahlberg makes the line after he saves, what's his name? The dude from Ant-Man.
Michael Peña.
Yeah, Michael Peña. And he saves him. He's like, why are you doing this? He's like, they killed my dog. Yeah. I was like, oh,
kill my dog.
It was a John Wick moment before John Wick.
Like, why do you.
Dude, the best part of fucking Shooter is when they're on that fucking mountain, and he's like, "I'm some guy with too many guns from the sticks, old man." And it's like Mark Wahlberg cannot act.
Yeah,
You talk about like Nicolas Cage style overacting, and it's like that's what it's like, but not as talented.
Nicolas Cage is good. Like Mark Wahlberg is just like he's just like sucks.
I'm going to watch a Mark Wahlberg movie. Like, I don't care if he sucks.
He's at least honed. He's honed his suckiness. But now the problem is Mark Wahlberg is the fucking same person in every movie. There is no depth
there. Yeah, he totally Jack Nicholson's it. You know, you get in there and he's like, what's going on? I'm going to be a guy with some muscles who's going to come in and ask a lot of questions.
The only movie that they were like, hey, what was it? Was 16 Blocks or whatever the fuck that movie was? They're like, hey, we're going to give you a fucking rubber band. That was the worst movie ever.
That movie is such garbage.
Well, nothing against fucking Mark Wahlberg. Like, I love all his movies, but like, he just sucks, dude.
Dude, that movie with the 60 block where he snapped the rubber band, that was annoying. And then the whole, hey, say hello to your mother for me. He's like, say hello to my mother for me. What do you mean? Well, say hello to your mother for me.
Exactly. You're not even embellishing. It's like exactly true. It's like, I'm going to go kill 17 people right now. It's all your fault.
That whole say hello to your mother for me scene just got me, dude. I was like cracking up.
It's so spot on like that.
Yeah, because like, what do you mean? Say hello to your mother for me. Why are you saying that? Why would you say that?
Well, think about like other stuff too. Like when he's in an intense drama, right? Like he's in The Fighter, right? And you have like Christian Bale, who is such a great actor. He's literally like dancing around him like he's a boxer acting, you know, just like around him and all that. It'd be like, yes, here is Mark Wahlberg, who is this blunt instrument. And then it's like, you know, it's like, oh, remember when I knocked you down? Oh, yeah. You know, it's like, oh, yeah. He's just this amazing actor. Oh, fucking man. Christian Bale, man.
Christian Bale is a pretty good, damn good actor.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, even if you like, you watch movies with him and you're like, dude, Reign of Fire? Holy crap. This movie's awesome. Yeah.
American Psycho.
Yeah.
Man. I think American Shaft? Psycho is fucking underrated, dude. Like, that movie, like, I saw it as like a fucking teen, and like, I didn't know what to think. And you watch it when you're like grown, and you're like, get it. I get that.
I get that shit.
You like when they're getting all weird over the business cards.
Yeah.
Oh, and how about the guy that tried to kiss him? And he's the guy from Hooli in Silicon Valley.
The business card, best part of that movie. And then when he kills fucking the Joker.
Yeah,
talk about the Huey Lewis and the new CDs.
Yeah,
it was a big departure from their other one, sports.
Fucking dog! What's all this newspaper?
So I watched that. I watched season two of Upload, which is on Amazon.
Oh, is that a good show?
It's an all right show. It's got some good parts.
Robbie Amell, right?
Yeah, from, Robbie Amell. It's all right. It's worth a watch. I mean, it's nothing like it's not like, you know, Peacemaker or anything. You're not going to be like, oh my God, I can't wait for the next episode. But you're like, I got some time to kill. I want something on in the background just to fucking like entertain me.
I get you. You know, I was in the same boat, like trying to find something to watch after like Peacemaker and, you know, it's like, well, what do you watch now? So I was like, all right, looking for something. And I got hooked on a show on Netflix that was, what's it called? Baking Impossible, you know, where they get a bunch of engineers and they pair them with like a baker, and then they have to do challenges like make a car out of cake. You know, I'm like, this is pretty sick. It's like Mythbusters, but cake.
That's the funny part is when you're looking for a show, you just fill it with other food shows.
Oh, like, dude, I can't go down that. That's a whole other.
What I did. I started watching two guys on YouTube from Chicago called Number Six with Cheese. It's two guys who write a lot of skits for Second City.
Oh, cool.
And they go around and review food. Dude, they're fucking, they remind me of like back in our early 20s, like if me and Matt went around and like reviewed food.
He's like, it'll make a poop, dude.
Like all the stupid jokes and shit. I'm like, yeah, that's shit I used to say.
You're like, ah, the youth. Drink your white claw.
Ah, the youth. I remember when I was a youth.
Whatever is a youth.
Yeah, but I did that. I went down to downtown Chicago and saw the old river dyed green.
Yeah, that looked fun.
Got some Pequod's pizza.
I was shocked when you sent that photo. I'm like, damn, dude, you went downtown? Wow.
Yeah, dude, I actually went. I haven't been down there in forever. I kind of, it's one of those
funny because I have.
it's like as much time as I've spent away, I was kind of like, I kind of miss it. And then I'm like,
Nah, dude, 2 hours downtown, you're like, I'm going to go. Fuck it.
Actually, dude, I was having a blast, dude. We went to the bar. We met a bunch of like new people and shit. It was fun.
You ever made it out to the Emporium over there? It's I'm not sure exactly. We were just there. We did our engagement pictures.
The arcade?
Yeah, it's an arcade. Yeah.
Next to Revolution.
Oh, yeah.
And the Chicago Diner.
Yeah. I've been there a handful of times.
But yeah, so this weekend when I was downtown, we were at the bar hanging out, met a older couple who are actually background actors for Chicago Fire and Chicago PD.
And you guys had like a fucking group sex thing?
That's what totally, I thought dude. He was going to. Totally. Actually.
They were like, you want to come back to our place and just bone? And I'm like, hell yeah. And the guy was like, I'm just going to stand in the background like I do in the TV shows.
He's like, all you'll see is the cherry on my cigarette. It
lies. And the whites of my eyes.
Are you smiling? I can't do this if you're smiling.
Come back to my place. I want to put my cigarette butts out on you.
No, she's into it. My cigarette butts out on you. So that was weird. So you had a weird sex thing.
Yeah. He was like, you like,
I can't remember if I made that up or not.
You like that juicy smoulet guy? You want to reenact that in the back alley? I got a Subway sandwich and some rope.
Jesus Christ, dude.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Well, there goes our last listener.
Yeah. We heard it. I heard it go. It's kind of like
this. Sorry, Frank. That's
you heard the bum, 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 bum. Yeah,
exactly. It just dropped off. It's that, like
that's the sound of us being canceled.
Yeah.
And you're canceled.
This show was sponsored by Subway. Better than child rapists. What? Oh my God. We can go is up.
I actually had Subway recently, dude. I had the fucking teriyaki chick.
That's a good one.
That's a good one, dude. Yeah. I'm like,
I like a good old meatball from there every now and then. Yeah,
you got a teriyaki chicken, and then you're like, I want to commit a hate crime against myself.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. I'm like, I finished it, and I was like, hey, you got a noose back there?
Shannon walked in the house and you had the noose around your neck while you're sitting at the counter.
And I'm like, and
you're
why like, are you doing this to me?
I thought I'd get the NXS records out. Anybody want to watch Kill Bill? Also, both of those are terrible.
Put on a U2 record for me.
Well, just because you just want to hang yourself because you don't like YouTube. I've been listening to YouTube all week, so there.
I fucking hate
YouTube. Go fuck yourself. I know, you've said it many times.
I fucking hate YouTube. I can't stand them.
Sometimes unprompted.
What did me in for YouTube is when they fucking forced that free download that you couldn't delete out of your iTunes.
Yeah. I didn't listen to it ever.
Well, I mean, I remember that. You woke up and Apple's like, I gave you a free gift. It's a U2 record. And you're like, I don't fucking like U2. Why do this wasn't a free gift? This was torture.
Dude, all I can think of is Frank Cross from Scrooged. I care.
Fucking dude, it was horrible. All I know is I got the hello. Oh
no, that's like six albums before this one. that's like oh yeah, the original iPod, that was like their commercial.
Oh fucking A, I hate you.
I like 80s and like early 90s U2 like a lot. Like that was pretty good.
U2 is a step right above Macy Gray for me.
Well, I know, like I said, you do say it a lot, so it's okay though.
You want to know what my favorite, one of my favorite episodes of South Park is? The one where they say Bono's a piece of shit.
my favorite thing about Bono is when we were talking to Justin Lloyd, you know, and he was talking about how like Ernest Scared Stupid, and they had the picture on the wall in the studio in Germany, and Bono comes in and he goes, "Oi, look at that, mate." It's like, I'm just like, that's the fucking greatest. It's like, that's one ugly son of a bitch.
Dude, talking about Ernest, dude, every time I see it, isn't it crazy how John Cena looks like Ernest? Like he does. Fucking roids.
He really does. Like absolutely.
We should have an Ernest like documentary movie.
More? He looks more like Ernest in that stupid firefighter movie.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, if they were like, we want to do a movie on Ernest's life, John Cena could fucking play Ernest.
Dude, but like he looked less like Ernest in Peacemaker.
Yeah.
They have the same sort of like flat nose. That's why.
Yeah, it's the
and the square jaw.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, he wants to take his face and put it on his face.
Oh my God. Could you imagine if Jim Varney had done that instead of Nicolas Cage? that probably would have been just as good.
They took my face. You know what I'm talking about, Vern?
You know what I'm talking about, Vern?
Yeah. Where is my face?
he plays both characters. He does both fucking characters.
Listen here, John Travolta. This is your mother. This is your mother.
Doesn't he just the old lady character?
Yeah. It's
Ottoman Empire.
You never... Yeah, I could eat a peach all day. Fucking face off, man. That's the greatest. I love that. I love that we went there.
Yeah, tell me where the bomb is, Sean Archer.
You gotta watch out for them bombs. He's got a snake on his nose.
Yeah, I heard there was a bomb over there. You gotta watch out for them bombs.
I know what I mean, Vern. Stop calling me Vern, guy.
We should just remake Face Off 50 times with different actors playing the same person. Like Eddie Murphy can do one where he does them all.
Oh, Eddie Murphy would be, that would be a great one, dude.
That'd be like, how are you gonna do this? I'm black.
It's your face.
We've secretly replaced your face with Charlie Murphy. This don't make no sense.
Hey man, what the fuck are you doing, man?
Yeah, that would be interesting. Do you think that they'll remake that one? Do you think the? Because I know they were talking about like doing some remakes on these movies, and they had joked about like doing Twins and all that with
Kevin Hart
and The Rock.
Yeah,
and I'm like, that would be terrible.
Yeah. Well, then they said they're gonna do it again with Arnold Schwarzenegger, Danny DeVito, and Eddie Murphy.
Yeah, but it's what's his face? That's actually filming right now.
Yeah.
It's Tracy Morgan.
I'll have to take a pass on that one, dude.
Yeah, so I'm here with Arnold Schwarzenegger and whatnot. And
you're my brothers. Actually, dude, Tracy Morgan, I don't care for his acting, but dude, it's just a stand-up comedian, dude. He's fucking hilarious.
I love Tracy Morgan. I think he's supremely talented, just really funny.
Like when I used to just watch him in shows, I was always like, oh, I don't really like him. But then I actually like listened to his comedy. I'm like, dude, he is fucking hilarious.
He didn't really get to shine on like Saturday Night Live. But no. Then like afterwards, like he really blew up.
Well, he blew up with 30 Rock. But even then, it was just like, he didn't get to really be himself, you know.
Well, he's one of those guys that's like still really good friends with Fallon and like Will Ferrell and stuff like that. I think he's friends with Will. I don't know, but it's like they always like try to find a way to like do stuff and, you know, be like, oh yeah, I'm producing this show with Tracy Morgan. So, which I'd say like formerly Horatio Sanz was in that, but he kind of got himself into a little bit of trouble.
Yeah, dude, it's crazy. Like
I've eating at Subway, if you know what I mean.
I've been listening to a lot of podcasts with a lot of ex SNL guys and stuff. And
oh, dude, like Geek Life HQ?
Yeah, totally. Oh, yeah. But dude, anytime any of them like get a question about Chris Farley, dude, like they all like have like really like heartfelt, like sad stories. And like Tim Meadows, I listened to him one with him today. He was actually like crying talking about Chris Farley.
They were close, man. I think you know, Sandler in that song, you know, when he was talking about Chris Farley, well, he says the last time he saw him was at Timmy Meadows' wedding.
Yeah. And it was like, and hearing Bob Odenkirk talk about him.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
The Chippendale scene. And he's like that. He's like, I don't like that skit. Cause he's like, you're just laughing at him, not with him. And yeah, Bob Odenkirk like was like, yeah, I didn't like that.
Why didn't he like it?
He didn't like it because basically the whole skit's just making fun of Chris Farley for being fat.
Oh, see, I don't see it that way. I see the funny thing about it is like he's got the confidence enough to be up there, even though he shouldn't be. And like the dancing moves is really what's funny.
That's what he was talking about. Like if you ever get a chance, go listen to it. And like he's just like, yeah, a lot of people just thought he was a fat slob, you know, not knowing like he's this athletic guy who could actually do all this stuff. And
he's a martial artist, man.
Yeah, and he was just so good at like physical humor that he's like, it made it great. But he's like, you know, he was like, yeah, he was just really nervous to shoot it and all that because he just didn't want to be judged for being the fat, funny guy and all this stuff. And
I mean, he's the best fat funny guy they've ever had. He's
yeah, but yeah,
he's better. He's better than Belushi by, I'd say.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, if you get a chance, yeah, you got to go back and listen to the Bob Odenkirk one.
What was that on? Is it because I saw him at Howard Stern talking about it?
Yeah, I think it was Howard Stern that he was talking about that. Hmm. But yeah, I always forget Bob Odenkirk was the writer for SNL.
Yeah, for like a good long time too.
Yeah, because I just think of Better Call Saul and Nobody. I'm like, oh yeah, wait, he was a comedian.
You don't think of was it a Dave?
Mr. Show.
Mr. Show. Yeah.
Yeah. I always forget that he was on. Dude, I can't. Like, I always forget about Mr. Show.
Yeah, I get that. It's one of those ones that was buried with the MTV stuff and all that. You're like, oh, well, they're good and they're funny and I'd watch it. Like the Ben Stiller show. I forget that was a thing.
Yeah.
Like that was a thing.
Yeah, they were talking. I listened to one with Mike Myers and he was talking about he auditioned for SNL with Ben Stiller. And yeah, he was talking about Dennis.
Who's this guy?
Dennis Leary came up and he's like, are you my guy, Mikey? Are you my guy? He's like Dennis Leary. Yeah, he came up to like Ben Stiller. He's like, you my guy. You my guy, Benny. You my guy. How about you, Mikey? You my guy.
Well, I think he's worked with Dennis Leary. So Stiller, like he's worked with Leary before.
Yeah,
but not the other way around.
Yeah, listen to the one with Mike Myers. It was pretty interesting talking about how he got his start in SNL and basically Wayne's World was. He just, you know, he brought it over from another sketch comedy show that he already had. And he actually wasn't expecting to even get it on the air. And Lorne Michaels loved it. And actually he said the first episode was 9 minutes long, this skit. And he's like, yeah, that was really like crazy. He's like, Lorne never allowed anybody to have a 9 minute sketch.
Yeah, that's probably true because like a lot of those are short, like six.
Yeah. Yeah, because he's like, yeah, most of them, like, they would present it, and he'd be like, your script is 5 pages, take it down to 3.
We'll talk fast, so.
And I just really love, I love that everybody's impression of Lorne Michaels, dude, is Dr. Evil.
Like, yeah. Dude, like, he probably saw the money, dude. He probably saw a movie, you know?
Yeah.
I'm surprised that Wayne's World isn't, like, Tommy Boy is one of the top 10 grossing Paramount films of all time. Yeah. Like it's just because like it's one of their most successful films, and it's like Wayne's World is like such a critical success, and it's like a movie that changed the zeitgeist, you know. And I'm sure they still make a shit ton of money off of it.
Oh yeah, dude, it's a pulp classic movie, you know, and everybody loves it.
Mm-hmm. I was just thinking, I got the Funko Pops down here, so I still have those.
Yeah.
I gotta put those up somewhere.
And then you sent me that trailer for the new Mike Myers movie.
Yeah, that's a little weird. Netflix original of Mike Myers, and he's all kind of like doing stuff.
Yeah, he's doing 3 characters at once or whatever. Yeah. We'll see. Like I said, it's either
going to watch it. But,
I'm going to watch it. And like I said, it's either going to be like fucking hilarious or it's going to be a complete dumpster garbage. Fucking
dumpster fire. Doodle.
It's gonna be another Sandy Koufax.
Sandy Wexler, yeah.
Or Sandy Wexler, whatever the fuck that horrible dumpster diver movie.
You well let me ask you this so we can move on because I know Matt's gotta get out of here soon. Did you watch Deadwood?
I did not watch
Deadwood. Okay.
But just checking. Like I said, I watched the last Die Hard movie, which has Timothy Olyphant in it. So I got my Timothy Olyphant in for the week.
What about Walter Goggins? Did you watch any Walter Goggins stuff this week?
I did not get a Walter Goggins movie in this week.
There's still time.
I got to get one, dude. It is pretty much like a weekly thing. I always have one Walter Goggins movie, one Timothy Olyphant movie.
Some Righteous Gemstones.
I finished that. I finished season 2, dude. It's fucking fantastic. I love it.
Have you watched fucking Vice Principal, or is it Vice Principal?
Yeah, Vice Principals. Yep. I've watched that. That was a great show.
In that one scene, he's like, God damn, this is an ugly house. Wow, motherfucker.
Dude, that whole show, you're like, is he gay? Is he not gay?
Exactly. The whole time.
Yeah.
That's just weird, dude. That was a great show.
Dude, Bill Murray as the principal.
I love Walter Goggins. I love Timothy Olyphant. What was the TV show they did together? Shit. Justified.
Justified. Yeah.
Yeah, that was a great show.
Completely different style.
Has Danny McBride done anything in Star Wars yet? I can't remember.
No.
Maybe.
I don't think he has.
Like a voice or something? Or
I think there might be something. I know Lake
Wasana. No, I don't think Danny McBride's done anything Star Wars related.
Nothing in The Mandalorian?
No, with Danny McBride.
Yeah. That's what we need in season.
We need Walter Goggins in The Mandalorian.
I'd love Walter Goggins as like a fucking droid, dude.
Oh my god, there's a video on here that says Kenny Powers versus Darth Vader Star Wars matchup. I'm like, I can't wait to watch. Oh, he was in the movie Fanboys, it looks like.
Yeah, he was in the movie Fanboys, yeah.
All right. Yeah, he was in Fanboys, that looks like it was it.
So no, okay.
Yeah, that's a no, dog.
Yeah, we need a Walter Goggins character.
Oh, you'll get one. He'll have a.
How great, dude! You know what would be my ultimate dream, dude? They fucking bring Timothy Olyphant back, and then his new like deputy sheriff is Walter Goggins.
Well, they're already bringing him back, dude.
I don't look like you.
Spoilers: he's in Boba Fett's fucking tank, dude.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like. Timothy Olyphant with Walter Goggins is like his deputy, dude. Fucking, they should just make a whole Star Wars show of that.
Boba Fett is like going to a steak restaurant and they give you like huge portions of sides that are really good, but the steak was overdone.
No, dude, like,
and you're like, this is what I came from, but it's not as good as the sides.
The Boba Fett show was like going to Chili's and they're like, all we got is a steak. You're like, oh, fuck it. All right.
The Boba Fett show is like going to Red Robin and dropping your burger on the floor and filling up on endless fries.
The Boba Fett show is like going to prom and not getting any.
going
to prom, getting jerked off, getting a blowjob, and doing everything except for coming.
What fucking prom did you go to? I'm like, geez. Yeah, so it's like going to prom and your date leaves you for someone else, so you end up taking their date home. And you're like, it's not what I wanted, but I still got what I needed.
It's like going to prom and then like your date leaves, and then you get to take the Mandalorian home.
It's like going to Subway during a polar vortex and doing a hate crime.
Yeah. Yeah, it's totally. Yeah, that's where it's at.
For it.
You're getting, yeah. It's like being on top of the world in one of the biggest shows on Fox and being an absolute idiot.
And then that pretty much sums it up.
Yeah. All right, well, let me get into my weekend. I actually had a pretty cool thing happen last Friday, guys.
You went to Subway?
I did. I ate fresh. Hate fresh. Oh, no. Like, so
just to cut you off real quick, when I was downtown for St. Patrick's Day, I was talking.
You were about to do a hate crime?
My girlfriend. Nowhere. I was like, you wonder if the Subway where he bought that sandwich from has a banner out front that was like, we sold Jesse Smollett's sandwich.
I can take pictures there.
He's related to Journey, right? Journey Smollett?
I don't know.
I don't know what the fuck that is, dude.
Oh, well, she was in Birds of Prey. She's cute. You know who she is? I know.
She might, but yeah, they were just like, you know, the Indian people are just like, you know, the fat kid from, you know, Mighty Ducks. Yeah, he got his sandwich here.
Oh, they are like that, really?
No, I don't know. That'd be great.
Oh, I was like,
they're selling tours. They're like, come see wherever he bought.
It's not like going to Portillo's and you see Jim Belushi's Jim Belushi's picture up. He's like, I love your beef.
you think that bathhouse where he sucked those two dudes off before he did the hate crime? You think they like advertise that where you can like
totally?
Well, yeah, I mean, like, so we're talking about proms and bathhouses, okay? <It's> like, all right, that's fair play. Yeah. So I did a call. I did one of those cameo calls because I saw that they're posting a sale for it with Dave Foley from the Kids in the Hall.
Nice.
So it was a 5-minute phone call and it just Zoom like this and you just sit there and start shooting the shit. And
you literally just pinched his head the whole time like this.
Well, that's Mark. So Dave, Dave was in the It's Pat movie. He was in, he was the main character in Bug's Life. You know, he's done a lot of stuff. He was the news radio guy.
I was about to say, you just talked to him about news radio for an hour.
Yeah, the whole time. But no, so we start talking, and as geeky as I am, obviously, you know, I'm wearing a Fraggle Rock shirt. And he's like, oh, I love your Fraggle Rock shirt. He's like, did you know that Fraggle Rock had the same director as the Kids in the Hall? I'm like, no, I did not know that, but I probably should have. And it was just awesome getting to talk to him about, like, just random, you know me, like we're going to talk about like random shit. And we did for 5 minutes. It was beautiful. He's just such a nice guy. And I was like, oh, does it bother you? You've probably been doing this for the last hour and a half, because I've been waiting for an hour. He's like, actually, I thought it was not long enough. You know, it's great to get to meet people and just talk to them. And, you know, it's been such a pleasant experience. He's like, I could see doing it next time for longer.
I'm like, yeah, he's like, yeah, it doesn't seem like it's long enough. For an extra $1.99, I'll extend this conversation.
Please. Then he said, by the way, please deposit $50. I'm like, oh, of course. You know, it's like.
and then when you go into that second part, then he's like, yeah, please hold. Yeah, I got people on hold, but I can talk. Yeah,
like, then all of a sudden I was looking at the screen and like a little red curtain came down.
It's like people just like calm and they're like, I just want to watch you jerk off for 5 minutes.
I imagine there's got to be stuff like that.
There's probably some weirdos that are like, can you show me your feet? I've been looking to see your feet.
Yeah, like how come you never show your feet, you know?
You ever been in a Tarantino movie and showed your feet?
Yeah, you know, I don't know. I there's got to be stuff like that, but I imagine they have like protocols and stuff where it's like, that's an asshole. Click, you know, it's like not like the person's being an asshole, like it's an actual butthole. So, yeah. You're like,
Burgers. they just pick up it, and you got your fucking ass spread apart. So they see your ass.
Oh, wrong 5 minute celebrity phone call. Sorry.
Oops, I thought I was getting on my OnlyFans. Yeah.
This isn't Tosh.0.
Sorry, I thought I was on my OnlyFans. I spread my butthole while I eat noodles.
I just see the camera and I just lose my mind. So that was a lot of fun. That was
Dave Foley,
a great experience.
Do you like Subway, Dave Foley?
I imagine he does. And I watched the new Disney movie. I think it's called Turning Red. I don't know if you guys have seen that yet. It's a Pixar.
I've heard a lot about it, but I have not watched it.
Yeah, it's good. It's pretty good. I mean, in terms of them, like the movie, watched that with the family. That was cool. I started watching the Foo Fighters film.
Oh, right? Nice. Yes. Yeah. I wanted to see that. Yeah.
Yeah. It's,
but it looks like it's so bad.
Don't want to see it too bad, but it's really like most of the time I spend looking at Dave Grohl and I'm like, your fat fucking face, man.
It's like, yeah, he's got some fat cheeks, dude.
Like, oh, rock it, man. I'm Dave Grohl. I'm like, did you get stung by a bee? I'm like, what the fuck's going on with Dave Grohl?
dude's deaf, bro.
Yeah, well, yeah, you know, but it's funny. It's really funny. It's like super gory and like there's like what's her name, Wendy? What's her face? Whitney Cummings is in it. You know, it's got some good cameos. Will Forte's in it too.
Yeah, is Whitney Cummings any funny? Because usually I don't find her funny.
I think Whitney Cummings is funny, but I think she's a better writer than a deliverer. So like when she's doing the stuff, it's not as good as like if she writes it and gives it to someone else.
Yeah, she's a good writer, but yeah, as far as performing, I'm like, yeah, it's a no for me, dog.
Yeah, exactly. So the other thing I did is I just had an interview on Tuesday with David Wynn from Tentacle 10 Comics. He is the road manager for Kevin Eastman. So whenever he goes out on tour and all that, like he's the guy that drives him and he's the guy that like, he does all this like CGC comic signing and stuff.
He's a
bitch. So he's his handler.
I would say handler more than bitch. Yeah. So
he's his handyman, if you know what I mean.
But like, he's so connected. And I was talking to him and I asked him, I'm like, who's the biggest guy that surprised you that he was a fan of Kevin? And he goes, you know, we work a lot of these cons, but the one that really shocked me was fucking Jason Momoa. Mm. Jason Momoa driving by on a skateboard stops right in front of Kevin to give him a big, big hug and all that. And it's like, this is in the height of Aquaman, where he's like the biggest star in the world at that point. And he just stops. He's like, hey, man, I just want to tell you, I love them Ninja Turtles.
Like, dude, Jason chugging Momoa a seems beer. Like a pretty cool dude.
Yeah,
dude.
Chugging a beer and all that, drives away on the skateboard and all that. And you're like, that you can't make that shit up. It's kind of hilarious.
Jason Momoa, I'd like to hang out with him. He seems like a dude that just be like, you want to go do some shots and then like fuck some shit up. You're like, yeah.
He seems like the type of guy that you could take around the barn with a shotgun and just like start blasting cans.
Yeah, and the whole time he'd be flipping his hair back going, woo!
Yeah, exactly. It's like, this is some strong Everclear. You're like, what? No, he's shit.
Like, he's like, now let's go.
Dude. Where am I going?
It's like, that's kerosene, bro.
He's like, now let's do some shrooms, brother.
I could really go for some Icelandic singing.
Jason Momoa is the kind of guy, it's like, he can't get drunk.
Yeah.
He just keeps trying.
He's like, this never ends with him. And you'd be like blackout. He's like, what's wrong with this pussy? And he's like,
dude, I just want to party with Jason Momoa so I can just be like, hey, go pick those chicks up over there.
Tell him I'm your cousin.
Yeah, I was watching a Family Guy, and Stewie says to Lois, he's like, oh, you took me to go see Magic Mike XXL with you. And she's walking in, she goes, oh, this seat's wet in the front, but not in the back. That just made me laugh.
Nice
fucking Family Guy. That's what
it's even great when you see the pictures of Jason Momoa with his security team and he's like twice as big as they are.
Yeah. I mean, he seems like a cool dude. I mean, that's like, who would want to fuck with that guy anyway?
Yeah, he was up at the Harley Davidson Museum not too long ago, I think.
That's a great museum. Milwaukee.
Is it?
Yeah.
My dad's bugging me because he wants to go check out the Winnebago Museum over in Elkhart.
That's a great museum too, dude. You should go check that one out.
Yeah, we'll probably go. Museum? Yeah, we're going to go check that out in probably the Hall of Heroes again.
Yeah. Well, they got the new space built, right, for Hall of Heroes?
Yeah, yep.
Yeah, dude, yeah, go check out the Harley Museum. The Harley Museum's awesome. Especially
Where's that one?
Milwaukee, downtown Milwaukee.
I wanted to check out the Indian motorcycle one. I know that was not too far from here too. So.
Indian anymore.
Oh, well, no, it's the name of the motorcycle.
Native American motorcycles.
Is that what they say now? Seriously? No. I was like, I didn't know that. Like, I thought it was like just in.
You go into the Indian Motorcycle Museum, you're like, oh, a Subway.
Oh my God.
You walk in there like Kramer when he gets this cigar store into you. And he's
I'm
like,
back.
Hey, Jerry. Oh, yeah.
I don't think you can do that anymore, Kramer.
It's like, what the fuck, dude? That's the best episode. The cigar store Indian.
Oh, that's the one where he burns his hair. He has a seizure because of Mary Hart's voice?
Maybe, right?
I like the one with the Kenny Rogers Roasters.
Kenny Rogers Roasters was great.
Jerry, we're listening to Slayer.
Okay, dude, to be honest, dude, are any of them bad? There was never a bad episode of Seinfeld.
No, they're all great. I don't know.
I feel like there is.
I don't think there is, dude. I think they're all great. Like
there's a lot of good ones, but
George sleeping under his desk and forgets to turn his alarm clock off, so they think it's a bomb. Mm-hmm. George, I hear there's a bomb. Costanza,
where'd he go? I feel like maybe the ones in Florida with the parents aren't as good.
No, when you rewatch them as an adult, dude, they're funny.
Yeah, I started rewatching the Golden Girls. Holy shit, that is a funny show.
Yeah, there's a lot of shows when you rewatch them now that we're adults, you're like, oh, it makes sense now.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'm not going to watch, like, Evening Shade with Burt Reynolds, though, you know? Like, I'm good.
Or, like, fucking Moonlighting. Like,
you know, we probably should rewatch Moonlighting, you know?
I'm gonna rewatch all the Quantum Leaps.
You should do that anyway. That show's awesome. This is a geek show. Don't diss that show. Hey,
dickhead, don't be talking shit about Scott Bakula.
We fucking love Scott Bakula.
Like, fuck.
I'm gonna rewatch all the A-Team.
I'm gonna go watch Lord of Illusions now.
The only show I can't rewatch is MASH because I fucking don't really care for that show.
MASH is terrible, dude. It's terrible. And you look at like Hawkeye and he's like, I'm gonna go sexually harass all these women, and then I'm gonna complain like I'm the good guy. And it's like, no, you're fucking terrible. Why do people like you?
No, that show was terrible.
Yeah, it's definitely a generational thing and all that. But it's like, what did we have? We went straight from MASH to Cheers, right?
Cheers, Growing Pains.
Well, I mean, what was the big adult show at that point? It was
Murphy Brown.
I did like Murphy Brown. I like Jim from Murphy Brown. Murphy, what are you doing?
Night Court.
Fucking love Night Court. That's coming back, man.
Mr. Ed.
Yeah.
Alf. Yep.
Alf. Hey, Wally.
I'm trying to think of all the old night shows. That
I loved Alf. Elf traumatized me.
Designing Women.
Designing Women. Fucking bullshit. We should talk about this next time. Next time we'll talk about 80s sitcoms.
We'll talk nothing but Designing Women.
Yeah. Ooh, where are you, Annie Potts? Ooh. You have to watch an episode and then that'll make sense. You'll know who I'm talking about.
Or just not watch an episode.
And no, you're watching an episode. It's like, right, on that note, I think we've hit our time frame here. So Matt's probably
gonna. Yeah, it's late night. It's cold. It's time for me to go get a Subway sandwich.
Yeah, I think so. I'm gonna go with let's end this episode by what's gonna be your Subway sandwich tonight? What are you gonna get? I'm going with the chicken pizzaola. It's a chicken with oregano and tomato sauce. They actually put slices of tomatoes, mozzarella cheese, and pepperoni on toasted
Italian. I'm gonna go with the meatball sub, but add salami.
Nice.
And mozzarella cheese.
Toasted?
Fucking
A. Nice. You put mustard on that shit?
No mustard.
I'm just checking with you. That would be gross.
You gotta do the chicken teriyaki. You have to add a little bit of mozzarella and spinach.
But the chicken bukkake.
But the key is with that one, you have to serve it on. You have to serve it on a rope.
Oh my god! Yeah, the Jussie.
Yeah.
Do you think people asked him like what sub he was getting on his way out?
Yeah.
I'd like to get. I'd
it's
like
a to fake get the, sandwich.
I would like to get the juicy special.
It's just a fake sandwich. It's like just a piece of bread. He's like, I didn't want to waste it because I knew I was going to pretend to be attacked.
Dude, the best thing ever is just listening to the Tracy Morgan describe that whole situation and the Chappelle stand up when he did that.
Oh, Tracy, I'll have to check that out and see what Tracy Morgan
was on. What was he? I think he was on like Conan or he was on one of the late night shows and he was talking about that whole thing. That was hilarious.
That's right, Conan.
He was like, I know they didn't do it because, like, you know, it's the polar vortex. They don't do their racisms until the spring.
I did see that. I think I watched that one too. Yeah. Oh, man. That's great. But everybody should check out, I don't know, what geeklifehq.com, geeklifehq at whatever.
If you've you listened this far, you know where to go.
Yeah. You should listen. The end is really good. So it's like
once we get on a roll, that's where we always end the show.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, we got places to go. We got,
thank you for sandwiches
to make.
Thank you for tuning in for career advice for the first half of the show and the Juicy Smile Subway ad for the second.
I'm actually going to switch this to the beginning of the show. Welcome to Geek Life HQ. It's like, so good. Good. That'll be the beginning of the show, and then we'll switch it. Okay. On that note, gentlemen, everybody say goodnight.
I bid you adieu.
Everyone thinks because you're a zombie, you don't know good coffee. Well, they're wrong. We have very active lifestyles. It's not all wandering the countryside aimlessly or scaring passing motorists. And we all love a good cup of joe. And there's only one brew that gets my seal of approval. Deadly Grounds coffee is my guilty pleasure. Bold, robust, delicious. It's coffee that can wake the dead. With over a dozen different roasts and flavors, Deadly Grounds can satisfy the most finicky of coffee addicts. The aroma is so intoxicating. It brings all of my neighbors out of the woodwork. Deadly Grounds coffee. Coffee to die for and zombie approved. It's good to get a little deadly.
Use the front door!
Oh, they're so disgusting.
Are you a fan of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles or the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle comic books? Then Epic Tales from the Sewers is a podcast for you. We cover the comic books, video games, movies, cartoons, and anything else turtle related. We talk about the toys, we talk about the cereal, we talk about all the fun things about turtles that we love so much. So give a listen. You can find us on iTunes, Google Podcast, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more. Check out Epic Tales from the Sewers, part of the Epic Airways Podcast Network. Give a listen, dudes. Cowabunga is this podcast for you.